MetaShooter is aiming to be one of the most realistic hunting games, even competing with other games such as Call of the Wild. On top of great gameplay, they are utilizing blockchain technology to add NFTs and crypto to their game. After testing out the alpha and telling us, the CMO of MetaShooter sat down with me to answer more questions that I had about MetaShooter. They are also utilizing Balthazar's launchpad in order for players to be able to have access to purchase their NFT mystery boxes. If that piques your interest, stay tuned for this interview and then jump over to Balthazar's website to find out more information about their upcoming launch. I hope you enjoy this interview. Well, welcome Antonis from the MetaShooter team here to the Balthazar podcast. Great having you on and I appreciate you being here, even though you're not feeling entirely well. We can't get your webcam going here, but that's okay. We got the audio and that's all we need to know. We need to hear from the team, especially as Balthazar, the launch pads are having you on here as well. So this is exciting. I just want you to start off here. Tell us a little bit about who you are, about your game, and what is your role within the MetaShooter team?
Yeah, so firstly, guys, I really appreciate that you invited me into this real nice podcast. I'm really excited to be with Balthazar community and to have this talk about the MetaShooter. So yeah, about me. So yeah, my name is Antanas. I'm CMO and co-founder of MetaShooter. So usually I'm working in the crypto space since 2017 ICOs. Before I was working in a few other marketing agencies. Actually, I'm also a gamer and I really like games, especially arcade games and shooting games. So a bit like about MetaShooter and what MetaShooter is. So MetaShooter is basically a decentralized hunting metaverse. And we are building a AAA type of game built on Unreal Engine 4. And also we're using our partners' resources such as NVIDIA and SpeedTree in order to create as a realistic game as possible. So yeah, my role is basically to introduce MetaShooter to the new partners, organize marketing activities and make sure that MetaShooter keeps hyped and keeps like really quality game.
Yeah, well, I'm excited to have you on and hear more about it. I'm specifically curious about the inspiration for MetaShooter. I haven't seen too many other realistic hunting games. So what's the story behind that? Are you guys all hunters and you wanted to create another, you know, realistic hunting experience? Or is this just your favorite style of game? What's the inspiration behind it all?
So maybe let's start not just with inspiration, but maybe with the problems we've seen in this crypto, like especially play to earn like gaming market. So like the main problem is that we saw that like so many play to earn games like are like pretty similar type of the gameplay. They really like, you know, to create the clickers, like low poly type of the games, like pretty similar and, as we say, like a bit boring type of the gameplay, which doesn't actually interest Web2 gamers to play into Web3 play-to-earn environment. So one of our main basically goal was to step up as a AAA type of the game, which actually produces and actually knows the meaning of the metaverse. So the main thing what we wanted to do is to provide like a unique logical gameplay and to be as realistic game as possible. Of course, why hunting? So as I mentioned, a lot of our team players really like to play like arcade and shooting games. So me as myself, I really like such games as Deer Hunter and the Call of the Wild. So we just like decided why not to make something a bit in a wider perspective and a bit like more interesting game and integrate it into the Web3 and to implement the actual benefits of the blockchain. And another thing, which is worth to mention, that our CEO Rokas is a huge hunting fan and he has like also great knowledge about the hunting. So we just like decided that I think that's the perfect and that's like a perfect time to build like such a type of the game.
That's a really good story. And I'm wondering from you, I'm not a huge hunting game person. I mean, you guys mentioned Hunter Call of the Wild. I recognize that title. I haven't played those. You know, I just did the alpha gameplay and that was fun to test out, but I'm not a hunter gamer. So I'm curious, is there a big audience for this style of game? I know that NFT gaming is already pretty niche, and then hunting gaming seems pretty niche to me as well. But is there a pretty big audience for this type of game?
Well, we were talking about just hunting games. So yeah, surprisingly, they're really, really popular. Because the thing is that many players also, they like shooting games, but some of those, like even from my experience during the development of the meta shooter, we noticed that a lot of people don't like to kill each other in the game. So they rather do something in a nature or anything like that. And yeah, and of course, we done a lot of market research and we spotted that there is like millions of hundreds of millions like players in mobile, on web games as well, that like that there's like really big like audience in the hunting games. So we decided maybe to not only take a part of the web free gaming community, but also an actual like, you know, hunting and actual like, you know, arcade gamer community to take that as well. So actually these games are pretty popular. If we're looking right now at the meta shooter statistics, we launched only our alpha version, but we see that the results are already pretty great. Of course, our alpha version as an alpha looks really good. So we already have more than 8,000 registered users on our dashboard. And basically, in order to play alpha, you need to stake our token and get in NFT invitation alpha key. So we already have staked more than 1.5 million tokens, not even in a 1 month, it's just like in a few weeks. So we are pretty satisfied with these results, and we are looking forward to increase the actual amount of the players. So of course, we will launch more missions, more challenges, and keep the community engaged and grow them. So I think I kind of answered your question that, yeah, hunting games, especially like in the play-to-earn market, it's also booming. And we're looking forward to be one of the top, basically, games in current market.
Yeah, that's really exciting. I mean, it's cool to hear about other styles of game because, you know, most people, they hear about the top games, like a Fortnite that's a Battle Royale, or League of Legends that's a MOBA, and you get these top game genres. But there's so many genres of games out there that maybe people have never experienced before, and it's really cool to hear that there actually is a pretty big audience and market. It just maybe doesn't get as much hype on the mainstream, you know, blogs or YouTube channels or things like that, but it's cool to hear other people's experiences with these types of games. And I'm curious, as you've talked to gamers, have you talked to non-NFT gamers about your hunting game? Have they had a positive experience? I know a lot of people have had some more negative thoughts about NFTs. How do you handle that when you're talking to a gamer that maybe hasn't played another play-to-earn or crypto game?
Well, yeah, the thing is that there is even a lot of Web2 like actual players who didn't even like heard much about the blockchain. So as I mentioned before, like the main idea is to transfer them. And the main thing is that currently the play to earn market haven't delivered that much games that would interest Web2 games. Because yes, there is already NFT existing like in the games, there's already blockchain, but the main thing is about the gameplay. Because the mostly players right now, let's take a look, for example, like even most popular game, Axie Infinity. So players come to play more like to earn, not to enjoy the game, and on top of that earn, but just earn. So they're buying resources and et cetera to earn more and more. But what we are doing and what we're trying to do, we want to create like an exciting, interesting gameplay where players, on top of that, they can earn, they can compete, they can be in the battle royales, in tournaments, all these things which actually existing in the Web2, but to transfer them into the Web3. So I think when the Web2 community will see that Web3 can offer same type of the gameplay with the blockchain benefits, I think it could be a huge, huge, huge advantage. And the other thing, what I would like to spoil, that we're applying for Steam, and soon we will be listed on the Steam. So
really?
Also we want to,
tell me more about that, because from what I've heard, Steam doesn't want anything to do with any blockchain game. So how is this possible for MetaShooter?
Yeah, it's like our CTO is basically like As I told, he's a really good guy. He's like a legend for our project. He also partnered us with the Epic Games, so we're gonna launch there a bit later. On Epic Games, we're gonna launch our full version. So the main thing is that we are really focusing on Web2 as well. So we really want to be in those platforms where the top games are there right now. So you want to be like in a, you want, even want to be like an actual competitor to the actual, like, you know, Web2 games with the principles of the blockchain. So yeah, and we're applying there, and hopefully everything should be fine. And maybe like in 1 month, we're going to be already listed there with our alpha version.
That's really cool. That's really exciting. When you take these games to Steam and Epic, do they say, hey, you need to remove the blockchain parts, and now you have almost a game that's non-blockchain, and then you have another game that's blockchain, or how does that work?
Well, usually, yes, you're kind of applying as a game, as a game, like, you know, with a little of blockchain, you know, for example, technology implemented. But actually, if they see that you are fitting that type of the game, they actually can allow you that. For example, Epic Games, basically they allow Web3 games to list on them. It's a bit harder with Steam, but we think that like we will handle that. Our CTO has really good experience in that, and we are basically already applying there. And I think everything should be fine with that.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad to hear that, because I think one of the biggest struggles for Web3 games has been, how do we actually reach out to Web2 gamers? And being things listed on Steam or Epic Games, I mean, those things are huge. And we just saw that Blanco's did the same thing with Epic Games. I'm curious now, if you're reaching out to these Web2 gamers, how do you introduce them to aspects of Web3 or NFTs or crypto? Because I'm assuming if someone comes onto the Steam or to the Epic store and they see MetaShooter, and they've never heard about NFTs or crypto or don't understand anything, how do you introduce those things over time without maybe scaring them away?
Well, of course, we are trying to make our system as simple as possible, of course. Everything, basically what you need to do from the starters is to create an account on our Hunter's dashboard. And when you're accessing our Hunter's dashboard, everything is going to be like written step by step, how to do that. And when you're entering the game, you don't feel that much that you are in the crypto world, because everything, our game is connected to our dashboard. In the dashboard, yes, there's all NFTs, there's tokens and etc., wallets and all that kind of like crypto stuff. But when you're entering the game, each item, which is basically NFT, it's like in-game item, and it has its own ID and it's connected to the NFT. So you don't feel that much like, you know, complicated stuff when you're playing an actual game. So I think time by time, like, they will not like, you know, struggle to play actual game. Like they need to take a bit some time, you know, to enter the game and to get the right equipment, to buy a hunting season pass, which is NFT and all that kind of stuff. But we're preparing all the materials, how to do that step by step. So I think that's like if the gamer, you know, played already like a lot of games before, so I don't think that it should be a really, really like huge problem for him to set up everything, because still the gamers have that like knowledge of computers and how everything works and how the connections work. So I think that there should be not a really huge difficulties to get them on the board.
It seems like you guys have a good plan going forward, and I like that approach of, hey, keep it simple as possible. Let's not maybe bog them down with, you know, they have to know all about crypto or blockchain technology, but give them the little information that they need possible to make it happen, and then let them figure out the rest if they want to. So I like that strategy.
Yeah, and the thing is that they will, like, in the actual game, they will earn, like, you know, in-game tokens. Basically it's same as like you're playing a mobile game, and there's like some gems or anything like that, and you can like basically exchange that to the like fiat currency or whatever. So in our game there will be like in-game token, which is going to be exchangeable to the M hunt. So later on, yes, you can basically sell those M hunts and everything, but everything is going to be like, you know, as simple as possible. But you will still earn, you will still, like, you know, have those NFTs and everything. But in the actual game, we will try it. We already made it, you know, to look like that. It's kind of like a simple Web2 game, but actually it's Web3.
Yeah, that makes sense. They can play the game. It just looks like any other currency in any other game. And then if they want to learn about Web3 and actually take the value out of it, I think that makes a lot of sense. Speak to me more about those tokens. You're saying you have the Imhunt token, which is more of your governance token. Now you have a in-game token. We've seen a lot of play-to-earn games. You know, I think the talk has been lately, oh, all of these games are Ponzi schemes, or they just inflate the token until they're worth nothing. How do you guys think about that? How have you seen other games handle it? And what are you guys maybe trying to do differently to maintain the values of your tokens and NFTs?
Well, actually, I personally spoke with a lot of guild like owners and etc. And they really got interested in our tokenomic model because there is no such a game with our token model yet. And that's like pretty interesting fact, and it really surprised me. The thing is that what we have in our ecosystem is that in order to play, you're buying, like in real life, you're buying a hunting season pass in order to hunt down the different types of the animals in particular season and etc. So you're buying it with our Mhunt token. For example, if you want to play a tournament, you're paying entrance fee. With entrance fee, we are gathering a prize pool, which is shared between the winners. So all these things that combines with our economics, basically, it's pretty hard to dump our token. So because the thing is that like we basically made like such a tokenomic model that you need to buy like tokens from the techs or decks, and the actual token value is growing. Of course, we cannot make it inflationary. So we are having a burning mechanism, etc. So part of the tokens is burned, other tokens is distributed to the landowners, to the ecosystem, and etc. So, but still, the main case is that Mhunt is basically the main fuel for our like game engine. So yeah, in terms of the tokenomics, we feel pretty confident when we're gonna launch our full game, and when the all utility of the token will happen. Because with the tokens, you're gonna buy all NFTs, all guns, rewards will be distributed to the Mhunt tokens as well. So everything is powered by the Mhunt, and it's pretty hard right now for players who are even earning in our game to dump that, because there will be other players who will buy hunting season passes, like tournament tickets and everything, by our tokens. So still the price will stabilize and still go gradually up.
So if I'm hearing you right, there's a lot of ways to burn it, and there's a lot of utility and reasons to use it, giving it value. Is that kind of a good summary?
Yeah, yeah.
Good. Well, speaking of, you mentioned earlier that you really want to compete with Web2 games. And as I said earlier, you know, we had that alpha gameplay, which is good. You know, if you're comparing alphas to other alphas, I think it's actually one of the better looking alphas that I've played in a blockchain game. But, you know, it probably still isn't going to compete with games like Call of the Wild and things like that. So I'm curious to hear from you. What features are being implemented? How will the game improve from the alpha to really compete with some of those other Web2 hunting games?
Yeah, of course, like our alpha is just an alpha. Of course, it looks good as an alpha, but there's no way that either of them we can compete, for example, the Hunter of the Wild. The main thing what we are working right now is on, and we are working on realistic animal behavior. Right now it's like alpha behavior, so sometimes they are like a bit tricky, laggy, and they're a bit like, you know, not that... They're more easily to get them. It's more easily to shut them down because they are not that, you know, scared of the actual hunters when they're coming by. So the main thing is that we are really working on the actual like animal behavior to to create them as realistic as possible. And I think that the main thing what will change, yes, we will implement more graphics. And we will work on animal behavior. We are open. We will open all three regions of MetaShooter, so the north region, middle region, and the south region. So, and of course, we implement all the, for example, NFTs. So NFT lands, NFT houses, NFT vehicles, NFT guns, all that ecosystem which we are planning to create is going to be implemented. So the main difference between, I think, the Hunter of the Wild and why we have an advantage. So first, maybe let's talk about our map. So our map is 50 square kilometer of size. So basically the same size as GTA 5. In the Hunter of the Wild, it's also kind of open world, but it's created with a lot of mini open worlds. In our case, there's like huge open world map, and you have your own stamina, you can recharge stamina, and the hunter's houses and all that kind of system is combined together and to make its game as detailed as possible. So one of the main and the best things in MetaShooter is that you can actually create your own business and provide services to the other players, which in other hunting games you actually can. So for example, you can own your hunter's house, you can display your NFTs, NFT trophies. If there's other hunters which are crossing across the our huge map, they can stop by in your hunter house. You can give them a rest for a small fee, and they can, for example, recharge the stamina to continue the trip. You can rent storage. You can breed NFT hunting dogs, sell them on the marketplace for other players. You can also own hunting towers, monetize them for other players. So there's like way bigger approach in terms of the hunting and how actual hunting business works. Because in our game, we are not implemented just hunting, but implemented also the actual business of hunting. So that's the main difference. The other difference is that there is no tournaments. There is no battle royales and all that kind of stuff where you can meet each other and compete against each other. So that's basically also the main thing. And of course, in other hunter games, you cannot earn. So that's the main thing. That's like why it should interest people, that you can actually play an exciting game, you can enjoy it, and you can earn on the top of that.
That's awesome. Yeah, it sounds like you guys are really bringing the whole aspect of hunting, even the economy side, the business side, as you mentioned, which is really interesting. And I think perhaps I'm curious to get your opinion about this, because when I look at it, I say, oh, I think a hunting experience with the economy built around it could really appeal, because I'm assuming that most of these gamers who are playing these hunting games probably hunt in real life, and they are looking for maybe a realistic experience online when they can't, you know, hunt, or maybe the hunting season isn't active where they're at right now. So do you think this genre over other genres just really fits adding economy in gaming? Or do you think there's lots of gamers that might see the economy side of it and maybe not really want to participate?
Well, no one pressures them to participate. They can just, for example, if they are just like hunting, okay, you can go for a hunt. But the main thing, that's why we are web-free game, and there is like a lot of huge interest from web-free community in our lands, in our NFTs, because these services are needed between each other. We created these services like that each thing is needed and it's traded between each other to create a logical ecosystem. So the main thing is about that these assets, for example, such as NFT hunting house or NFT hunting land, generates great return of investment. And that's the main thing that crypto community really likes, such as things as NFT lands, and to create something your own and to start your own business inside of the metaverse. So that's the other aspect which we are approaching, that we are also giving a lot of opportunities to the free players to feel like an actual metaverse, to build something your own, to start your business, and to basically generate income inside the metaverse and from the virtual things.
Yeah, and I think that's really appealing to a lot of players who now can, yeah, play the game essentially and also look for the economy aspect if they want to. Speaking of which, tell me more about land, because I'm interested to hear. It sounds like you guys got a lot planned for it. You talked about, you know, you have the hunting tower, you got the hunting house, breeding farms, different things that can be done on land. But also, it sounds like based on your white paper, you have to choose between what you're going to put on your land. So how is the team going to balance, you know, making sure that not everything is a hunting tower, or not every single piece of land is a breeding farm? How do you guys balance that? Or is it just up to the players and let the economy decide?
The thing is that we would allow players right now to build everything how they like and everything like that, then our ecosystem and the logic of the usage of those lands would be a bit ruined. So there is on our, for example, NFT pitch deck, I know if you looked at it, there is land map. So there's actual spots where you can buy particular land. So for example, breeding, it's kind of like a farming massive like land. So there's a lot of, in one unit, there's a lot of breeding farms, and where all the basically players buy their lands and breed the NFTs there, basically to not interact the actual hunting. There's special spots for hunting towers where they are actually located and where they're actually needed. And there's also divided spots for hunter houses. So for example, we made in our metaverse like that, that in every around 2 or 1 square kilometer of area, you will find a hunter's house where you can recharge your stamina, or you can do some other resources. You can get some other resources while you are traveling through our metaverse. So we done like that, that each thing is located where it should be and where it should be useful for the actual player to use it. And it's also beneficial for the owner because it's strategically in good place and they can monetize it in a better way. So there's limited amount of the lands. There's only 1,000 lands. We didn't want to put more lands because imagine if our metaverse right now would be overcrowded with the hunting houses and towers, and basically they would be useless. So we calculated such amount which could fit perfectly in our metaverse, and the each object would not be near each other and would not disattract animals, and to, in order to not to ruin the actual vibe of the hunting. So of course, it's pretty limited and pretty strict with that. If you're buying hunting land, you're only eligible to build a hunting house. If you're buying a hunting tower, you have hunting tower. If you're buying breeding land, you're buying breeding land and you are breeding NFTs. So this, it's pretty strict in order to maintain the logical ecosystem model, because we're really focusing on that.
Sounds like you guys got some good ideas and good plans ahead. I'm excited to see how this game develops with the land, with the gameplay, see how things improve over time. And as right now, you guys are using Balthazar as a launch pad. Tell me a little bit about that. What could people find there if they're interested? Will there be NFTs? Is this a token sale? How is this going to work?
So yeah, actually what people will find there is our mystery box. So regarding the mystery box and what you're going to find there. So in the mystery box, what you will get basically, you will get NFT hunting equipment. So each item has in-game utility. So it can be gun, it can be vehicle, it can be binoculars, bullet pack, or anything like that. So this is the first, your community will experience the first series of in-game NFTs. So each item will be completely unique and irreplaceable. Each NFT has, as I mentioned, in-game utility, a limited supply, and a unique design. So, but this way, we are just like trying to preserve Ish's NFT rarity and value. Again, items will assist players to progress in the game. They will be able to monetize more effectively compared to the others. Another thing that each asset will have its own advantages and specialities depending from the asset rarity and type. Another thing maybe I would like to point out, that NFTs will be available in the 3 distinct rarities. So there will be common, epic, and legendary items. What you will get there? So you will get their NFT hunting equipment and all the accessories which will help you in your hunting adventure. And in addition, of course, you will get hunting season passes, land whitelist, and invitation keys to the alpha version. How everything works. So by buying our box, usually you're getting 1 NFT or 2 NFTs, but in our case, you're getting 6 random NFTs. So it will consist of 4 units of common NFTs, 1 unit of epic, and 1 unit of epic or legendary NFTs. So 100% you will get at least 2 epic NFTs. And another thing which is worth to mention, that your winning value chances would be from $80 to $3,380 of the floor price of equipment. So no matter how unlucky you are, you will still get $80 worth of equipment of the floor price, which is a pretty great deal. And yeah, how to use them. So you're creating an account on Hunter's dashboard, and you're merging your wallet, getting your NFTs in your wallet, and basically you're good to go. What you will get there? So yes, you will get whitelist for lands. So it will give opportunity to get basically most available item in MetaShooter ecosystem, which we discussed, which is land. So I think we discussed what you can actually do with those. You will get NFT vehicles. You'll be able to save stamina, reach thrilling open world locations. You will be able to find more animals, bring more equipment, trophies with you, And yeah, most importantly, save stamina, because our map is pretty huge. And yeah, with the vehicles, you will be able to explore that more effectively. Another thing, what you will get, guns. We are hunting games, so of course we have guns. So there will be, each gun will be completely unique, and it's going to be a limited edition. So again, worth to mention. For example, there will be guns like bows, which can be stealthy and you cannot disattract your prey. You can get knives, which will help you to not only defend, but also convert your trophies into the resources that every hunter needs. And of course, you will get some other guns, so like bolt action rifles, pistols, and shotguns, and other type of the guns, which will have maybe better damage, mobility, accuracy, and which, like, you know, will give basically ability to hunt more effectively compared to the others. Gun skins as well will be able to give you more stealthiness and be more undetectable. You'll be able to get to the animals more closer. Same situation with the hunter appearance. You will get also skins on your own character, so it will also help you to get, like, you know, more stealthy and stuff, and some, like, you know, additional equipment, so which is also really worth. NFT hunting season passes, invitation keys with the alpha key, bait packs, which will help you basically to get animals more by your side, color packs, same to call animals from the forest and to hunt them down more easily, binoculars to spot them, and of course bullets packs, which basically will need them all the time because bullets is limited. So basically, I really invite you to check our NFT pitch deck. It's on our website. You can see the actual quality of our items. You can see basically how everything looks like and what actual utilities it has. But each stuff brings actual value to the game, and it's actually utilizable. And it's also pretty good looking product. So I really invite you guys to join our INEO. The mystery box price is only a few hundred dollars, so I think you can get some pretty great stuff, and most likely maybe you will be able to win something.
I mean, it sounds really excited. It sounds like a lot of stuff is packed in those mystery boxes, and I'm especially excited about the news that at least you're gonna get guaranteed two epics, because I'm tired of opening up so many NFTs, and I for whatever reason seem to always get the common ones. I don't know about you, but my luck has not been so great.
Yeah, that's why, like, we are really, like, you know, as I told you, we're a real detailed project, and we really try to make our community, like, all of them, like, you know, as much happy as possible. So yeah, I really hope, guys, you will get, like, you know, as best equipment as possible. And yeah, and I really invite you not only to hold them or sell them for, like, you know, a bigger price, but to actually use them, because they're really great items to have, and really will be really enjoyable to play with them.
Well, Antonis, I've really enjoyed the discussion and hearing about MetaShooter. Anything as we wrap up you want to shoot and shout out about MetaShooter, or anything that people should know of where to follow you guys?
Yeah, so where to follow us, of course, most of the info is on our website. There you can find our old socials, white paper, NFT deck, and all the details regarding our project. And guys, don't miss a chance. I think we're a really interesting project, and we're a really unique project, and we really invite you to participate in our INEO. And yeah, hopefully I will meet you in the hunting ground.
Sounds good. Well, thank you so much for taking the time, even though you're not feeling 100%. Really appreciate it. Best of luck to you and MetaShooter team. Excited to follow along with what happens with this game and see how it develops. I'm sure we'll connect again, and we'll talk to you then.
Appreciate. Yeah, see you soon, guys.
Well, that's it for our first interview on MetaShooter. I hope you enjoyed and got greater insight into this new NFT game. Again, if this project sounds interesting to you, head over to Balthazar's website at bltzr.gg, where you can find our launchpad and get access to purchasing one of their mystery boxes. I hope you stay tuned for another interview on Balthazar's podcast, and I will see you over there. Salamat, gracias, and thank you again for tuning in.